From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today in Egypt, a fourth day of demonstrations and the largest ever seen in the nearly 30 years of President Hosni Mubarak's rule. There were peaceful protests as well as scenes of chaos and violence. Hundreds are reported injured, and there are unconfirmed reports of deaths. Thousands are demanding the resignation of President Mubarak.
Protesters remained in the streets despite a countrywide curfew announced on state television this evening. Clashes between protesters and riot police began at midday, just after Friday prayers. This was the scene in central Cairo, recorded by the BBC.
Mubarak, goodbye! Down with Mubarak!
One of the chants, down with Mubarak. Protesters threw rocks, tried to storm government buildings, and they set fire to the Cairo headquarters of Mubarak's ruling National Democratic Party. Police used tear gas, water cannons, and rubber bullets on the protesters.
This evening, army convoys drove into the streets to some cheers from protesters. They expressed a hope that the army, unlike the police, might be on their side. Just after midnight Cairo time, President Mubarak appeared on television with his first remarks since the protests began. He said problems must be solved through dialogue, not violence, and he made this announcement, heard here through an interpreter.
I have requested the government to step down today, and I will designate a new government as of tomorrow to shoulder new duties and to account for the priorities of the upcoming era.
Mubarak added that he would take steps to maintain the safety and security of Egypt and its people.